right. I entitled that A Sinner, A Snapper, and A Big Woman Clapper. How's that? I mean, it just kind of, that kind of sings, don't it? Good job all the way around, and so we bless the Lord for that. And so stay by the stuff, and that's just good. Take your Bible, if you will, the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter number 11. Matthew chapter number 11, there's a passage there that we want to look at. It's old familiar. We want to look at a few things that are out of that chapter. As you look there in the chapter that's there, verse number 28. If you're able to stand, you might do that while we look in the verse tonight. In the book of Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 28, and we'll start there. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, and how good it is to be in the house of God. Thank you now for the good message there that Brother Tanner brought. May you help us to be busy about your business, and with our lip and life telling others about Christ. And we just want to say thank you for all you've done, all you're doing. Now bless the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight, if I might, a few minutes on preparing for life. You know, every now and again, something comes up in life. Every now and again, you're going to be wounded. And you're never going to like that. But let me just tell you right now is that when there's a great wound, there's going to take a time and it's going to take a process for healing. Do you ever notice if you've got a wound today that it's not well by tomorrow? It may take several days to get it done. I want to tell you what will help you quicker than anything. Quit gouging at it. My mama then used to tell me whenever, don't be picking at that. It's never going to get well if you keep picking at it, as well as itching. Well, that's because it's getting well. Thought you said it wasn't going to get well if I kept digging at it. And let me just say to you that, if you will, that the only way you can get rid of something is, sooner or later, you've got to stop gouging at it. I want to say to you that this Bible lesson here has to deal with the knowledge of men. Now, John the Baptist was in prison. And of course, you know, when he heard about the things that Jesus was doing, he sent word to find out, is this one we're looking for, or do we look for another? And let me tell you, is that after they would tell him, and obviously more than one time, they had to tell him, because look in verse 4. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again. This ain't the first time they had to clear up who Jesus is. Go and show John again, if you will, please, things which you do hear and that you do see. Blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And blessed is he as to whomsoever shall not be offended in me. I want to say to you that life is a process. Make no mistake about it. You don't just all of a sudden, you're not just going to be born and then the next day be grown. It just doesn't happen. Life's a process. Sometimes it's a slow process. But you'll find out that what it does is that you'll find that first we start out kind of scooting around. I watch these grandkids, and especially now these great-grandkids. And I watch them, you know, and the boy, they'd scoot around. And then first thing you know is they go to taking a step. And after they've scooted a while, they learn to crawl. After they've crawled a while, they learn to stand up and begin to take a few little wobbly walks. And then it isn't long until they're running up and down the halls of the house and so forth and on. And that's when trouble really begins. Now, all of that's physical learning. All of that's a physical capability. And let me tell you, when we learn to talk, did you ever notice that? We learn to talk one word at a time. We're not just all of a sudden jumping out, spitting out a whole commentary worth of words or a paragraph or even a sentence. We're just simply talking one word at a time. Then later on, we learn a little bit of a sentence. First, it's broken, a broken sentence. And then it's a complete sentence. And some of you, you know, are big enough now to where you ought to be understood for a long time. And by the time you're 15, we ought not have to ask you more than twice, what was it you said now? And it ought to sound a little bit more intelligent. than just, you know, yabba-dabba-doo or something like that. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that it's important that we learn something. We learn to read, write, do arithmetic, and so forth and on. We learn about history. History tells us about where we came from. And let me tell you something, where you came from may be important, but where you're going to is more important. And let me tell you, where you came from, physical birth. And let me tell you, where you're going to is going to take a spiritual birth if you're going to go to heaven to be with the Lord. In the lesson we're looking at, you're going to find is that it's either heaven or hell for you, one or the other. And that's going to depend on what you do in your personal heart and life with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible said over there in the book of Colossians in chapter 1 and verse number 10 that we ought to be able to work worthy of Him, walk worthy of Him, and we ought to increase in the knowledge of God. Now, do you know how you're going to increase in the knowledge of God? You're going to have to spend some time with Him. Would you like to learn something about the Lord Jesus Christ? Spend some time with Him. Whatever Jesus said, be able to learn it well. Whatever He experienced, be able to make it part of your own. Let me say to you that when you look into it, somebody asked one time, boy, wouldn't you like to be able to know more about the Apostle Paul? Sure. Then spend some time with him in the Word of the Lord. What he said, where he went, how he preached, to whom he said it to. And let me say to you that here's a good exercise for you, that sometime whenever you're not doing anything, and I can't get very far now, but like in the book of Genesis. What do you know about the book of Genesis? Well, not much. Well, it's a book of beginnings. That's where it all begins and takes place. In the book of Genesis, buddy, that's where when there wasn't any humans and now there are. And night and day and so forth and on and sun and moon and so forth. And you see what I'm talking about? What about the book of Exodus? Well, Exodus is when they came out of bondage. Let me tell you right now is that when you're born again, washed by the blood, into the family of God, you're out of bondage. You're no longer bondage to sin, to Satan, the world, flesh, and devil. And then, not only that, Leviticus, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, it'll tell you about right and wrong and about some sacrifices that they offered. It'll tell you about not messing around with your family and with, you ought to not be having a relation with your near kin. Men ought not to be having relation with their sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws. You getting the picture? In the book of Leviticus, it'll tell you. In the book of Leviticus, it'll tell you why that now that God has let enemies rule over us. Because we were busy forsaking the law of God and turning our back on the things of God. And then you'll find that we could go on and on and on. Numbers and Deuteronomy and so, but every now and again, just sitting around when you're doing nothing, what can you remember from Genesis, then Exodus, then Numbers, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy? That's a good exercise for your mind. And sometime, you know, some of you are looking at me like, man, is there more than one book in the Bible? Well, no, not for you. It's just what you got's all right, okay? I said all I had to be able to say this. Life is a preparing for life is a process. And let me tell you right now is that we ought to be able to walk with Him. Over in the book of 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 2, the Bible said, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. You need more grace in your life? You're going to have to learn more about the Word of the Lord. You need more knowledge, you're going to have to study to show yourself approved unto God. Let me say to you that if you will, the more that we know about God, the more settled that we become. You know what you'll do is every now and again somebody will approach you just out in the world. They're religious, most of the time lost. And they'll just come up with some off-the-wall doctrine that they've heard somewhere. Let me tell you what you can do. Test it by the word of the Lord. If it's right, it'll be a chapter, book, and verse to back it up. If it's just their opinion, you need not worry with it. And you need not worry about trying to convince them what is right, because most of the time, that's why they're teaching a heresy. They don't really care what's right. They care what's convenient unto them. In this lesson that you're looking at, I want to tell you the more that we know about God, the more settled that we are in the blessed word of the Lord. Why do you think the Apostle Paul, though they were going to lock him up and did lock him up, why do you think the Apostle Paul said, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I got to tell you something. When you come to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, he'll keep you out of sin. He'll keep you in the path of God. He'll keep you in the word of God. And he'll keep you by the will of God. Over there in the book of Hosea chapter 4, and you ain't got to turn there, but in about verse number 6, here's what he said. He said, for my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, it wasn't because they couldn't know what was right. They didn't want to know. Here's what he said. He said, because they've rejected knowledge. Sound like an average Baptist church, doesn't it? In the lesson, you'll find over there again, Hosea chapter 4, verse number 1, the Bible said that God was looking. And let me tell you right now is that they not only didn't have knowledge and they rejected knowledge, but as a result of that, you'll find out they might have gotten by with it and been all right, but God was looking. Now, let me tell you, the best learning that you and I are ever going to have is being yoked up with him. Why do you think he says, come unto me, all you that are laboring and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. I'm going to tell you and learn of me. If you yoke up with Jesus, you'll learn something about him. And let me tell you what happens. The best learning you'll ever get is that being yoked up with him learning. He'll show you some things is that you couldn't get any other time. He'll cause you to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor's not in vain if it be in the Lord. Over there in the book of Psalms 119, you ought to write it down. And it's in verse 165, and you probably already have it written down. If you don't, you ought to certainly make a mental note of it. That says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And yet I find sometimes people do get offended. You know, if you're on the wrong side of the word of the Lord and living in sin, how do you expect me to miss you when I stand up to preach? That's why that I ought to be able to search my heart, get straightened up as much as I can with God, because if you're on the wrong side of the word, you're going to get cut. That's a simple thing. That's a simple truth. And I want to tell you, people do get offended. Now, that doesn't mean that if somebody insults your husband or insults your wife or something like that, that doesn't mean you wouldn't get offended, but I'll tell you something. There ought to be nothing preached from the word of the Lord that offends you. Nothing, ought to be nothing. And when it does, the problem's not going to be him, it's you. This Bible said that we're to exhort one another as we see the day approaching. What day is that? The day when Jesus Christ shall come again. And the Bible teaches that you and I is that we're to be busy, not just talking about the Lord, but walking with the Lord in the light of his blessed word. Jesus is going to come again. I believe that. I believe that on good days. I believe it on bad days. And let me tell you right now, I want to look with great anticipation to his soon coming again. And I don't want to be caught off guard, but I want to be found busily occupied about his business when he comes again. And let me tell you, is that if you'll busy yourself in the things of God, I can promise you right now is that it'll be a sweeter trip with you all the way down through the road of life. I wonder tonight, isn't it good to be able to learn something about him and to be meek in the sight of God and to be beneficial to the body of Christ? And so it's a good job, good thing, young man. Well done. And just